Today, we could say that we have a gospel passage that speaks about healing, about goodness, in the sense that this joy, because of we see the healing of Naam, and we see the healing of all these 10 leopards, but the actual note or the tone of the gospel, the readings today, is actually a little bit different. It's calling to us a little bit of a reality check on our spiritual lives. He's talking about leprosy. He's talking about imprisonment, second reading. He talks about, again, leprosy, gospel passage. But ultimately, our Lord Jesus Christ is saying to us, did I not do something for you, and you are ungrateful? In order to understand this, let's look at the first part of the first reading passage today, in order to understand as a backdrop, really, how we are to see the readings today. So Naaman is not a Jewish person, he's not an Israelite, he's an Assyrian. From Syria. If we understand the scriptures, he shouldn't be there in first place. Why is a Syrian coming to a place, Israel? He's trying to cure his leprosy, not because of his own self, but because of a Jewish or Israelite girl who said, come to my land. We have a prophet there. So he came. He emerges. He plunges into the Jordan River 7 times. He has rivers in his land. He doesn't need to come to Israel. He plunges in the water 7 times. He could have done it just once. He could have done it 6 times and a half or 9, because the more the better. He's asked to do it 7 times in the Jordan River. He's a leopard. Is he the only leopard? No. He is the only leopard that gets in the river, that plunges 7 times and comes out clean, healed. What about the other ones? He's not the only sick person in Israel. He's not the only leopard in Israel. And he is, on top of that, from Syria. Meaning he is not one of the people of God at that moment. What does it mean? Leprosy. Then the teaching of the gospel, or the readings today, has to do with the spirit, our spiritual life. Leprosy in our souls. Naaman didn't want to plunge himself in the Jordan River. He says, I have better rivers in my land than to come here into the Jordan and do that. I can do that over there. Then the girl said, if the prophet would ask you to do something great and difficult, will you do it? He's asking you to do something so easy. Why not then do it? Let's take a jump to Jesus' time when he's reprimanding us, reprimanding the people and saying, in the time of Elijah, there was this man from Syria who had leprosy. Only these men from Syria was cleansed of his leprosy, and there were many other lepers in Israel at that time, and none of them were healed. Do you recall how the people reacted to what Jesus said? They wanted to stone Jesus to death. Elijah. See, the responsorial psalm says, the Lord has revealed his victory in the sight of the nations. Reveal. The veil is removed and they see the power of God, the saving, the salvific power of God through the miracle worked out through the prophet Elijah. Does it mean that if Elijah hadn't performed that miracle, there was no power in God? No. Power, God is powerful, whether there are miracles or no miracles. It's just that at this moment, God is teaching us a lesson. And so Elijah performed the miracle. God is still the same powerful. God is the same powerful God, and yet only one person was healed at that moment when there were many other people with leprosy and of the people of God. The chosen ones. And one that is not the chosen one as the first nation to teach the other nations the faith in God, he, a foreigner, is healed. At one moment in time, Elijah had to also be at risk of losing his life. The prophets at times, and if we say maybe most of the time, depending, but most of the time, the prophets had to, were at the risk of losing their life. Why? Because they did not say what the people wanted to hear. I'm sorry. A prophet is not a prophet from the people or of the people or by the people. A prophet is of God, for God, and by God, to give a message to the people. A prophet is not somebody that you decide who's going to come and tell God something and God has to do it. And that's why the prophets had to run away to places to save their lives, because the people didn't want to hear if it was a bad thing. They wanted to hear a good thing. In other words, they did not want to hear God. If we have died with him, we will live with him. If we have endured, we will also reign with him. But if we deny him, he will also deny us. Brothers and sisters, this is the readings today. Why are they written? For our spiritual betterment, for our spiritual growth. Do we want to live our lives happy, happy, and jolly, jolly, and come to one day and realize we are nowhere close to Christ? I don't want to spend my life searching or running after the wind, and when the windmaker comes, this is very sobering. Now, sometimes we say, well, why is always this way, that there is all these calamities and disasters and bad news? And we forget Adam and Eve? We forget the fruit? We forget the disobedience? Do we forget we were kicked out? And yet, if we are faithless, Jesus remained faithful. Because he, not like us, he will not deny himself. We deny ourselves. You see, brothers and sisters, we were made for heaven. We were made for God. We were made by God. And our hearts are not going to rest until we are in him, until we find him. So the scriptures today are saying that Elijah asked somebody to do something so simple, and he did it, and he was cured. Was the seven times in the Jordan River and we're all going to be cleansed of leprosy? No. It was God's will. God's will cleanse Naaman from his leprosy, from his spiritual leprosy. We're going to be cleansed from our spiritual leprosy from the will of God. His will. And this is what the scripture is asking of us today. Jesus cured 10. Only one came back. And yet a foreigner. What does it mean? Foreigner or not from the people of God means those who God comes to, and let's put one word, well actually two words, Quaker Catholics, and they receive blessings and good things in life, and where are they now? So many people receive baptism, we don't see them until they come on a long box. By other people being brought in. Where is our faith? This is what the scriptures are teaching us today. We become comfortable. We take our God for granted. We want the healing. We want the blessings. We want the goodness. And for God, we don't have time. We were not going to have all of this. And if we have all of this on earth, we won't have it after. Because God is a God of heaven, not a God of earth. God is a God of pure spiritual life. God is not a God of pure physical life. God is a God of God. Made, no, not made. Created, no, not created. We were made. We were created. For Him. So let's not go around searching for things that are only going to make us far away more from Him. Put us in a state far more away from Him. Then we're cleansed, only one comes back. I complete by saying this. At every month there is a miracle. It's a miracle. That bread and that wine can turn into the real presence, soul and divinity, body and mind of our Lord Jesus Christ. At every mass. How many of us truly say yes to that? That the Eucharist is the real presence of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. How many of us do not believe in that? Because we have leprosy in our soul. And the few, the 1%, are coming back and saying, Lord God, thank you for giving me you in my life. Yes, I have troubles, difficulties, and sicknesses, and illnesses, and whatever. But thank you because you are healing my soul. How many of us, and I don't just mean here under this roof, I just mean rhetorically, the church, the Catholic Church, how many of us come every time in Mass, sit down in the pew, but only our body is inside? How many of us are coming to receive the real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in that Eucharist? But we come in sacrilege. Because we do not believe He's really there. How many of us, 2,000 years after, still don't believe that Jesus is there in the tabernacle? just like the other nine who walk away because they just got a blessing, a miracle, but they don't care about the miracle maker. How many of us still 2,000 years after and we're still walking around with our souls in leprosy? The good news is that Jesus will always be faithful to himself. And all it takes is to come to Christ on our knees and say, I am sorry because I have leprosy in my belief. Please make me clean.